It's your boy Jamal Vincent Bay Islam, and I'm here with you at Cooler Conversations.
Welcome to the Cooler Conversations podcast, the audio culmination of cool stories and the coolest people. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. If you're not so new, welcome back. And if I'm welcoming you back, please be sure to leave a review and hit us up on the social media pages. Let me know what you think about the show. Today, we're talking about a little bit of everything down in Burlington. I am joined by the legendary Mall Vincent Bay. He is the owner and operator of Vincent Bay Water Sports, Vincent Bay Properties, Mufti Kennels LLC, and Rumble in the Buck, and many, many more. Guys, we're going to learn about this legendary person. I don't want to keep talking. What's up, man?
What's good, bro? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. First of all, thanks for being in here. We're in the Converge Coffee Shop. This is the first time we're actually filming this, so we might actually see some of this on the Instagram. If you're obviously watching it, Maul's got a hat on, and I don't know what that is. Could you educate us?
I like to call it a headdress. Well, I don't like to call it. It's a headdress.
Okay.
It's my national headdress. It's called a fez.
Mm-hmm.
It's the headdress that my ancient forefathers wore as well. You know what I'm saying? When you see this fez, you know that I am a Moor. I'm Moorish American. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So basically, by wearing this fez, I pay homage to I give honors to my ancient forefathers by wearing this fez, because I'm basically honoring them, my father and our mother, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so their days can be long. So since I got it on, their days are still long now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I've seen them on like TV shows. Like I've seen them in old cartoons where they have the hats, and I never knew what it was. Mm-hmm. And obviously I see you walking in with it. Obviously you're so freaking tall.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. I was like, this guy has got it going on. But, yeah, I'm bringing you on because we want to talk about all the things that you're involved in Burlington here. One question is, obviously, with all those things, was that even all the things? I named four things, and that's not even all of them, right?
I mean, that was basically all the things, but then it's like I got little side things that I do that I don't stamp type thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I call myself a creative entrepreneur. I like to make money creatively, and then I like to kind of create an art and give it to the people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things I do, I don't really take it as like a business or anything. It's just me having fun. Like,
absolutely.
I make these like videos for my events. You know what I'm saying? These commercials and stuff like that. Like when I make those, I'm really having fun, but I want mine to be like good quality stuff. Like I want to like it's a Nike commercial though, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's all my mind put down on this thing. It's the everything that I thought of, and I got a team that'll work with me and put together. So like I did have Vincent, what was it called? I think it's like Vincent Bay, V Bay, I forgot. It's like my little videographer page. Mm-hmm. Like me taking pictures and shit. But I don't really be active on there like that. You know what I'm saying? So I got different things that I do.
Mm-hmm.
But those, the main things is basically the water sports, you know what I'm saying? Because it's summertime, so it's that season.
Yeah.
The other thing really is the rumbling buck that's been jumping, that's been like, that's been taking wave, you get what I'm saying? And the property is just going to do what it's doing. People are going to pay rent, you're going to get that,
boom, yeah,
maintenance, whatever. It's not like real too big, just a little residual. You
know? You sound like a guy who, whenever you have just something pop in your head, you got to do it.
I swear. Oh my gosh. That could be a good thing or a bad thing, bro.
Yeah, I bet.
And it's amazing because as I get older, it's all about knowing self. It's all about knowing self. So as I get older, I start to know. I have to know that about myself, because sometimes you have to pump the brake. Sometimes you put too much on your plate. I've put too much on my plate and sat there and was like this is all good ideas, but I can't. I've got projects that I manifested and put it together. I just stopped. Like,
oh my god,
like I can't do this no more. But it's cool though. You gotta know it's fine to do that. It's fine to do that. It's cool. You know what I'm saying?
How do you know? Like, because 2020, everyone started doing their new hobbies, started picking up their new businesses. How do you know? Because I feel like this is a strength. How do you know when something is, it's time to give up on that one and put more power on the other one? Or do you just go full steam on all of them?
somebody told me, my brother Greg, he had passed away. You know what I'm saying? I give honors to him all day, every day. Mm-hmm. That's my dog. On my Instagram, it says Model Gak. Those are two of my brothers that passed away. Models were my brothers. He taught me how to make money. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And Gak taught me how to be the most creative person in the world. That's how I feel. So Greg had always told me, everything is not meant for longevity. Sometimes it's meant just to learn. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I took that with business. I took that with relationships. Because I'm a genuine person, but I do wrong too. Yeah. So I would get in a relationship and sometimes have good intentions, but it not turn out right. And sometimes you be in it, you're like, man, you got to get out of this thing.
Yeah.
But I learned. I learned like crazy, you know what I'm saying? So if you go as a student in everything that you're doing, businesses, going as a student, you know what I'm saying? Willing to learn. Like, I know I got an idea of what I'm trying to do, but now I need to learn. It's like a woman. Once you find a woman, I want her. I want this. But now I got to learn it even more, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got to be a student of her in some way. I got to be a student because I want to learn her. You know what I'm saying?
Don't tell that to my girl.
So okay, yeah. So if you don't, but back this for us too, it's the same way. They got to be our students. So like, you got to be a student to the game. And if you're a student to the game, you know, if you're in a major, that's not right.
Yeah.
And you have to switch it. You know what I'm saying? Because Absolutely. You're a student in it. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to stay here. No, this ain't for me. I'm gone. But if you don't got that mindset, if you got something to prove to everybody. I can't fail. I've been there. Like, oh my gosh, if I stop, they're gonna think I'm a failure. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That's rough, bro.
Have you all? Because you just mentioned you had two individuals in your life,
okay,
who passed away. Have you always been surrounded by like a tribe of people that are just go getters and they have like words of wisdom for you?
One person.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. My daddy, he the realest, bro. Okay. It's like, hey, my daddy, he the realest, bro. He does real estate as well in Alamance County. You know, he owns a lot of properties. He has Warren properties, but he's the man. And once I met him, because I didn't always know him.
Mm-hmm.
Once I met him, he just always told me, "Son, once you get older, save your money, and you can do whatever you want to do." Like. Just do whatever you want to do. If it makes sense. Oh, my gosh. He told me this. If it makes sense in your head, you did not come from you did not come from no BS. I'm not no BS, and your mama's not no BS.
Mm-hmm.
So if it makes sense in your head, it's probably it'll work. You're not no dumb kid. So if it makes sense, do it. He shouldn't have told me that.
Here's the keys to the car.
Oh, bro. Oh, no, boom. That too. That's what I'm saying. So he built this form of independence. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the keys to the car. I was driving in seventh grade. Take the car. You know what I'm saying? Take it, son. Like, and the stuff he would say, well, you ain't killed nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry about it. Take it. All they do is pull you over. It, like, you ain't do nothing to nobody.
Yeah.
So that mind gave me I'm not scared to do anything. Like,
okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not scared. Like, what's going to happen? So, like, he just always gave me a drive to try it, do it. Like, but I didn't get that from my mom when I was a kid. My mom gave me that. Like, she loved me. I got a twin sister, so we kind of competed forever. You know what I'm saying?
You actually started off with a little bit of competition, so that's a little bit of drive.
Gosh, bro. I think that's what it was. And she outshined me for a while, I always felt, bro. Okay. I swear, she was taller than me, more athletic than me. We played sports. She had a jumper better than me. You know what I'm saying? And she's a girl. That's bad, bro. She's bigger than me. She could beat me up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we're twins, that's my big sister, but you're not my big sister. We the same. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it was a drive there. You feel me? So, when I met my dad, he brought it out of you more, but took that drive and made it more entrepreneurial. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
My dad had me at Buckhorn. Had me at Buckhorn selling book bags, different stuff, setting up a stand here. Go out to Buckhorn. Do this. Summertime, he bought a tow truck just for me to jump on the truck. He said, give me and my brother keys to the truck. And I used to go pick this car up. And we'd be towing people's cars over the summer, bro. As soon as I got my license, I was doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Driving the truck, towing people's stuff. He had me selling cologne, DVDs, like... He just always because he told me this. He said, "We don't work jobs. We make them."
Dang, dude.
So I always felt when I did work a job, I felt like I wasn't pleasing him.
That's a good quote right there.
You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So he always told me that He said, "Son, we don't work. I'll always be working and stuff wouldn't click right." And he said, "We don't work jobs. We make them, son."
Yeah.
And that's what he said. It ain't gonna work right until you make you one.
So then let's break it down, because I know the big one for me was, and we'll talk about Rumble in the Buck, because that one's also huge on my mind.
Okay.
You started the water sports thing.
Water sports.
Was that like you saw a need and you needed to fill it?
Yes, it was that. I don't know if you know, I was in prison for 2 years, right?
Okay.
So I came home in 2019. I was in prison for 2 years, came home in 2019, had a little money saved or whatever. I need to invest in something.
Mm-hmm.
The real estate thing, that's cool. My dad's there. My cousin does real estate. Like, mm-hmm. he's a boss at it. He does so good. There's nothing to jump in the real estate game. You know what I'm saying? Jumped in that, cool. I'm not being creative. I don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. It's cool. It sounds good. Jamal, you have property. I don't care. I mean, that's cool, but that's mm-hmm. That's not a reflection of me.
Yeah.
That's not me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want that. So I had to figure something else out. And I kept on renting these boats from this guy. I pay homage to him too, big homie, Duckhead Water Sports.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I started renting out from Duckhead, and then eventually I was like, man, I don't want to rent out from him no more, man.
Yeah.
I want my own stuff. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. My brother, my homeboy, actually beat me to it. He had got some skis and started doing it.
Mm.
But he stopped. And I was like, man, if you don't get on it, bro, like next summer, I'm about to do this thing.
Okay.
And
So then I guess, well, yeah, go ahead. Cause I knew you were about to answer it.
You're good. So, all right. So the way that ask it. So you might ask it. You're good.
I was going to say, with the water sports then, cause right. That's, I guess what I want to wonder is, like, you're here in Burlington, right?
Okay.
And no one, because the water sports is based in Burlington, correct?
I do Lake Kamak sometimes, yeah. But I do Blues Lake, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Blues Lakes in Stokedale.
Because how I'm envisioning you is someone who sees a need before the need is there,
yeah.
And then it explodes.
Yeah, right? No, for sure. You're okay. Right. You're right. You're definitely right. I don't. That's the part where if it makes sense in your head, yep. Son, do it. You know what I'm saying? So that it already made sense. Like, they want it.
Mm-hmm.
They want it. The guy that does it, he's not even a creator. He doesn't know how to market. He doesn't know how to make a video of people dancing on the boat and posting. He doesn't know how to do this for the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He doesn't know how to do it for the people. So when it's like that, I'm like, dang, I am the people. I know what the people want. That's what I'm the people. I know what the people want, bro. I know what they want. I know what shoes they want. I know what song they want to hear. I know what females they want. I know everything. I know what the people want. You know what I'm saying? So if I can give it to them, I'm going to give it to them.
So does that flow through then all your business models as you are speaking for the people?
I could say that for the rumbling above, that it was
we
the
can
same.
Get into
it
that.
Was the same thing. Now let me go on this. There's one process that I do like to talk about. My manifestation process.
Okay.
I'm Moorish American. You know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. We like to study energy, astrology, you know what I'm saying, arithmetic, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So energy is one big thing that I like to focus on because I can naturally feel it like crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I have a process that I go through when I manifest these different projects, you know what I'm saying? I do it strategically, and it's nothing like it's really a way I do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process. And what I do, everything starts with as a thought, you know what I'm saying? So it's different planes, you know what I'm saying? We got mm-hmm. different planes. Everything starts on one plane, you know what I'm saying? That's like the plane of my mind, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's not rocking on this plane with me. This is my mm-hmm. thought, you know what I'm saying? So I need to make my thought manifest on this plane. And
this is where everyone else is.
Yeah, this is the physical plane. I can taste, smell, see, you know what I'm saying? And hate to say it, they got to see it to believe it on this plane, you know what I'm saying? So if I have a thought, you know, people say, man, I should have did that, this and this. Like, I have a formula to mm-hmm. pull it out of you if you can't do it.
Got it.
Because so
you make it more digestible.
Yeah, because I'm not strong. Because people be like, dang, how you do this, Ma? You just doing this. I just figured out a remedy to make me, to force it out of me to do it, right? Mm-hmm. So I use Instagram as a platform.
Yeah.
Before I came home, I was in prison. My brother Greg said, you need an Instagram, bro. I said, for what? I don't do that Instagram stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You need an Instagram, bro. He said, for what? Because you better have a lot of energy when you come home. A lot of people going to be, Maul, free Maul. They're going to be on you. You're going to have a lot of energy. You need a hub, like a surge protector.
Mm-hmm.
Suck all that energy in. And then when it's time, Kamehameha, wave it out. You know what I'm saying? Push that thing out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so serious. And that's how he told me. He said, bro, you need to just suck it in. And then when you figure out a business, you push it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's like, you got to post every 3 days. I'm like, bro, I don't do that stuff, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So I come home and I did it. And now my formula is this. I use it. What happens is those platforms, we try to reflect us so much. You know what I'm saying? So we have to live up those platforms. Like my people, if they post a picture with a gun all the time on there, they're going to have to live up to that when somebody pulls up with it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They got to live up to it. Now I use it to live up for something else. So boom, I always start with an image. I always get a image made, some type of logo. It has to be a logo. Once I drop the logo on Instagram, boom.
I'm proud to say I started this and this and this. Mm-hmm. Everybody's, oh, good job, Jamal. Boom, now it's on and popping. It's on and popping. Because I put energy out there. They pushed it back to me. Now I got produced. If I don't, I'm a fraud. And that's one thing I'm not. I'm not a fraud. I'm not a fraud. So now I put you in a position. Either you do it or you are a fraud and a liar. You are a straight liar. Like, you are a straight, straight liar. You know what I'm saying? To the world. And for me, that I don't want that, bro. So whether I'm prepared for it or not, that's why I said it could be good or bad. Whether I'm prepared for it or not, it's pulling out of me. Now I gotta go buy jet skis. Now I gotta go buy, I have to buy boats and jet skis, because now they're like, when can we rent them? So if I never had no boats and jet skis, I posted that image, and now guess what they think? I got boats and jet skis. Now I gotta do it, bro. So whether if I knew how much to rent them out for or a formula to do it, I might not have knew none of that.
Yeah,
You got to find out now.
Hey guys, we're taking a quick break for a word from our sponsors. As you know, we're having this episode filmed in the Alamance Cafe Works recording studio here at the Converge Coffee Shop and Cafe. Alamance Coffee Works, or AKW, is all about connecting through coffee, offering coffees from all the major producing regions to making local connections. AKW wants you to enjoy coffee with other people. What makes AKW unique is that they do three things well: roast their own coffee, value creativity in creating amazing seasonal offerings while staying true to coffee, and building relationships with people and local businesses. And as an added bonus, listeners of this podcast will receive 25% off their purchase at checkout when they use promo code COOLER. Again, that is COOLER at their website, akwcoffee.com. Again, you get a 25% off on all your purchases on akwcoffee.com if you use promo code COOLER. So thank you to AK Coffee, or AKW, Alamance Cafe Works, for sponsoring today's episode. And let's continue jumping into it. That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's what I be saying. Like, I put myself in it. Sometimes it's good and bad, but I'm not scared or nothing.
So you, when you create this, when you have the idea, the first thing, because I've seen where people, they'll write it down, they'll talk it out. You have to have the physical image first.
Yep, it's backwards. It's backwards, but that's me. That's how it pulls out of me. But I feel like that's like the 2021 model, because us millennials, the younger ones, we say the social media thing don't matter, but it holds power. You get what I'm saying? And when I say power, it means energy. People say you want a lot of attention, you be on Insta. Attention is energy. So I don't want attention, I want energy. You know what I'm saying? The same way Goku needs it when he does his spirit bomb. He needs the energy from everybody. And then what he does, boom. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing. It's no different. It's no different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to use it for that. So like, I hate that I do it, but I love that.
I don't think you're alone. When I started this podcast,
I
envisioned this. I was like, I had this idea. I was like, oh, I could just talk on a podcast. But I needed a logo. To me, I needed something. So you're actually right. I know you're absolutely right. And you're probably ahead of the game on this. Talking about like how us millennials think. I needed a logo in order to do it.
You had to.
I needed a physicality.
Not going to take me serious.
No.
Not going to take me. And then if you did it.
Or a name. Something.
Something. And you know, some people go with it and then put you in that pressure and then they'll never finish it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So now, hey, you ready? You know what I'm saying? I love that. That's how I live, bro. And every day I wake up, that's hard. That's hard to me, bro. Absolutely. Like, I wake up like, I built this. I created this whole life. Look, bro, it be so crazy to me because I done built all this stuff around me.
Yeah.
And now, like, I ain't got time for nothing but to try to manage everything I done created, bro. Like, it's been a time where I ain't had time for family, girl, or nothing because I've been so, like, boggled with all this stuff that I got going on.
Then, if you have all this going on, what is your – how do you bring peace of mind then?
The peace of mind?
Like, because I imagine if you have this and you have all of these things – because you're not – I don't think you're alone. There's a lot of people that have just busy thoughts. How do you purge it? Do you meditate? Do you have...
Smoke a lot of weed. I'm just west. No.
Could work.
I'm be honest. Cross that. I'm not going to play because I'm a realist. I do smoke a lot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it does ease my mind. I promise you it does. I like my tree. But besides that, so
seriously... That was meditation back in the day.
Yeah, so seriously, bro. So seriously, what keeps me sane is knowing that... It's seeing that vision, I think. That's what keeps me sane. Because... What is that? Oh my gosh! What is it? It's called like an insane something, where you're chasing something that don't nobody else believe that. It's like don't nobody else see it. So you're chasing something nobody else sees. So you're partly crazy.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, really, you're partly crazy.
You sounds like...
what is... It's a word. It's somebody said a phrase for it, and I loved it. I loved it. It was a phrase like... golly.
Well, it reminds me of Don Quixote. Do you know who that is?
Not inform me.
So Don Quixote's whole thing is that he thought he was chasing after giants. But he was running because he was on a horse. He had the sword, and he was ready to take out giants. But he thought he saw giants. What everyone else saw was windmills.
Okay.
Right? So it's an old story where he thought he was chasing giants, and everyone was like, no, you're crazy. But on the same end, I guess it's like if he was right, everyone would be safe. But it's...
Yeah.
That's probably Bob.
If I had the word, you would say, that's it. And I forgot it, yeah. Bro. It's like... I forgot the word for it, but that's me, bro. And what keeps me sane? I mean, I'm gonna be honest, bro. I get frustrated. This stuff that I do is my art, and that's one new thing I've been coming up. I feel like I'm bouncing everywhere.
No, you're good.
Yeah, that's one thing that's been coming up too, because I've been doing so much business to myself, and now I bring a lot of people in when I do stuff, but I do it off of genuine love.
Yeah,
I'm saying I done rented this hope. I done got all this together. Mm-hmm. Here's a platform for you to promote your stuff as well. Mm-hmm. And that's how I do it, right? So then after these events and after the stuff I do, here comes the investors. Here comes the I want to help out, this and that. And I don't know how to take it. It's been a transition. That's one thing that's hard for
you. You don't know
how
to take people's, like putting money into your businesses?
It's not that. It's more of if you're a painter, right? Mm. And you got a canvas and you paint on it. And this and this demonstration made me understand it so much. And I've been saying it to different people trying to seek understanding with it. If I'm painting on a canvas, you see my art. Ma, that's nice. I said, I appreciate it, bro. Bro, I can go buy you 100 canvases and you can paint that 100 times. I promise you I can sell it for $1,000 a piece. Mm.
It's no longer beautiful. That's, it's not one of a kind.
Yeah, it's been kind of hurt me, bro, because I love people so much and I don't want them to think I'm being like bougie or think I'm better than you. But I want people to really see this as my art, bro. Mm. Like everything I'm doing, I want them to see as my art. I want them to see as my art and I'm giving it to the people. Art so much that I broke down how my people are, and I'm giving y'all a platform to be yourselves all the way. Like I said the other day at my event, y'all can come with y'all pants sagging down, with your jewelry on, smelling like your weed, with your chains on, tats in your face, and everybody gonna go home safe. You know what I'm saying? I strategically put things a certain way so y'all can get that energy to go home like that.
Yeah.
Man, you can't pay me for this.
Yeah.
It's priceless, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it gets to And that's what those days when I'm working hard all day, and now it's event time. That's when I get that peace, bro, because that energy is kind of overwhelming, bro. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy because ain't none of it's me. It's me, but they don't know everybody is doing this. Everybody is the spirit bomb.
Yeah.
Every time it's a spirit bomb, but they don't even know it.
That's your shirt, man. You put that on a shirt.
For real, bro. For real.
So let's talk about Rumble in the Buck, because that's all leading to this. I guess that would be the biggest question. What is it for anyone that doesn't know? Because I, on the outside, it just looks like a fun boxing event. Is there another layer to it?
So Rumble in the Buck, it birthed in Burlington, North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? That's why the Buck is there. You know, we call Burlington the Buck.
Only true Burlington people.
Only true Burlington people know that. Come on, don't let that go over your head. Rumble in the Buck is an urban, and I got to attach that there because it's for the people, and I know what my people want. It's an urban.
So no professionals?
Professionals will fight. Some professionals will spar. I'm not going to say fight. They'll spar just to show their talents off to the people, just to give people a show. So I say urban because the environment. It's an urban traveling sparring event. So my event, it's a guns down, gloves up event. That's the main goal.
I've heard that. So what does that mean?
Guns down, gloves up, stop the violence, kind of, you know. So it's more like you know, it's a lot of gun violence going on. You feel me? And it's pretty high, I ain't gonna lie. My brother that I talk about, Ramal Maldo, you know what I'm saying, he died from gun violence. But I will say this, what I do say about my event, because I know my people,
I'm not here to stop gun violence. It's not going to happen.
You know what I'm saying? It's some stuff that's going to get dealt with whether I do a rum in a book or not. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to stop gun violence. But I've been saying this a lot, too. When I was in prison, they make you take NA, right? Narcotics Anonymous. In Narcotics Anonymous, the one thing that they always say is, just for today, I was not doing alcohol. Just for today, I wasn't doing any drugs. So what I'm shooting for is, just for today, nobody gets shot. You know what I'm saying? Parents can come out with their kids, get some food, you know what I'm saying? Listen to some good music that we listen to, dance like they want to, be who they is, coming out high, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But go home good, man. Yeah. And just for that day. I'm not here to solve it, because I can't. I know I can't, because I know them. You know what I'm saying?
It actually paints you, because I've seen a lot of people where they'll try to put themselves, they think that they can stop it because they think they're bigger than themselves.
Yeah.
But this is a more like reality or like... It's more real.
For sure. Yeah. Because I am them, though. Like, that's what I'm saying. So I'm not trying to be funny. A lot of them people that's doing that is not them. When I say I'm them, I am. Like, I am them. I am the people. When I say the people, if I want to go to my text, it's Fallen Humanity. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to uplift Fallen Humanity. How do I start off with uplifting Fallen Humanity? You got to start with yourself. Why? Because I am Fallen Humanity. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if I don't think I'm Fallen Humanity, if you're trying to stop gun violence and you ain't been into violence, you know what I'm saying? Yep. You trying to stop gun violence for something that ain't got nothing to do with you. You really don't care.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can say you care, but you don't care. But I know people right now, while we in here, something could happen right now. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, so like, I really, not saying they don't care. Of course you do, but you're not the people. You don't even know how to move the way they got to move to you don't even got the mind that they got. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like, I know what the people want. So I'm not trying to stop it. I can't stop it. You know why? Because... To be honest, somebody do something to me. Like, I'm just being real, bro. That's the reality. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it can't be stopped. But for that day, and I think that's hard. That's the move. Like, just for, like, if you can say that, like, hey, just for today, let's just rock.
Are you aware of the infamous soccer game that happened in World War One?
No, you gotta let me know.
So this one, it's like the same land. So you had, I think it was the French and the German. It was World War One. So it was the trench warfares. And there was a dead man zone between. But on Christmas Day, they agreed to a friendly soccer game between both sides. No one died that day. It was just a friendly soccer game between two countries.
Yeah.
That's why it's just for that day. It's the same energy.
This is in the middle of a war. But it lets you know it can happen.
Yep.
Like, it can happen. So, like, we need organization within my people. Like, we need, like, some type of organization. We need some type of structure. We don't got structure. I do say this. We can just talk. I do say this. I feel like those people that they say, count them out, they say they're shooters and they're bad, they're killers, all this stuff, they might not right. I don't think they're bad at all because I know them, right? I don't think they're bad. I just feel like they don't got the right position to be in. And this is the position. You're supposed to be our military, man. Yeah, you're supposed to be our military. The same way they look at y'all like y'all crazy, you're supposed to be like, yo, this is our crazy military. Don't mess with it. You know that. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be like a nation's military. You that's your job. And you'll get paid for it. And guess what? It'll be honorable by your family, too, because you serve your nation by that gun this time.
Yeah.
Not killing your brother. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm being so serious. Yeah. So serious. But that comes with us having all our own. We got to have our own. That's where that comes. Everybody has to, we have to have our own as a nation. You know what I'm saying? Of people. You feel me? Because we are people. We're one people, but we don't know who you are.
So then with this traveling around, do you, obviously you know that you can't stop gun violence. You're not above all of that. You know that's going to happen. How do you recreate situations like this to where just for today is maybe just for today and then just for tomorrow and then just for, because obviously it's traveling.
Yeah.
So like, how do you set this up as a consistent behavior?
Every time and every place.
Yeah.
I like your energy, bro. So I go off of energy. Yeah, it's energy, bro. I go off of energy. So like,
he told me before we jumped on that the energy was terrible in the other podcast.
Yeah. So let's check this out. So with energy, right? With the so what happens is whenever it's family oriented, I try to keep that. I'm pushing myself, bro. I worked for the YMCA right around the corner for like 5 years, bro.
Like, I worked for them forever, bro. Forever, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I knew I was one of the best counselors there, hand down. To this day, everybody tell you that. They know I was rocking. I was, like, one of the best counselors at Camp Frontier. Okay. Camp Frontier blanking out, you know what I'm saying? Creatively making that. Now you see the creative. That's where it come from. You know, we got to make the songs, make the skits up, do color wars, all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I always knew how to push a platform for family friendly. You know what I'm saying? So when it came down to, like, doing these Rumbling the Bucks, one thing I have to do every time, I had people say this, right? I got to bring in the kids in it every time. People say this, oh, I got some beautiful girls to carry the card around. No, I don't want them in there. Yeah. I want kids running around with the cards.
Yeah.
Off the rip, anybody that, off the rip, at my platform, you know, if you come in there and you about to shoot somebody that night, you are going to jail and you are looked at as bad, bro. Because it's kids in here. It's ground. It's air, like, it's stuff like I mean, it's going to be a whole platform. Ain't nobody shooting in church. Why? Because it's an energy. You already know this is. This is a temple.
Family, unity, they all come together.
And then one thing that we push too, so we bring a whole vibe. It's all about being organized. Our people, like I said, we need to be governed accordingly. We don't know how to govern ourselves. So one time, so when I do my events, I try to make it as governed and organized as possible, but still urban. You know what I'm saying? I want them to come in and get a feel like, this is professional. This is nice. Got a band. I got my chain. Got my VIP. Yeah. Like, oh, the food's concessions. Like, it's a whole event.
I like the example of the church, because there are, like, unspoken rules that like, when you go there, you don't do these things, but it doesn't break your character. It doesn't go against, like, you know, you doing anything.
You still a gangster?
Yeah,
you still a gangster, bro. It's cool. Just today, chill. You still a gangster, bro. You still got your stripes. It's cool. Just chill today, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. It's all good. So, like, it's a whole vibe and energy that you push out. And one thing that I strategically do, I got to keep saying, our people, you got to keep saying stuff over and over. Guns down, gloves up. Hey, tonight, we going 2-0. Boom. That's my favorite saying. That saying, I think that saying holds power.
The 2-0 is that was a day. That's 2 days now.
Bro, it's powerful. I think that saying is so powerful. When I came up with it, I said, oh, shit, I got to go 3-0. And the day that I lose, it's going to stay 3-1 still. If I do lose, it's going to say 1. Because we're going to know we lost. And we're not trying to do that. You know what I'm saying? And it happened in this city. You know what I'm saying? And, like, come on. And
You don't want to be that guy that starts the 1.
You get what I'm saying? Okay, so, like,
because then you're the loser.
Yeah, because now you're the loser. Oh, yeah. So like, boom. So seriously, our people have been mastermind for years, you know what I'm saying, without thinking for themselves. So we have to think for them and put it together strangely where we're going to give it to them where they ain't got to think. But when they digest, it's going to come out a certain way.
Same energy as coming up with a logo at the very beginning.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing, bro. So, like, that 2-0. Off the rip, I told my team, everybody on the mic, I say, listen, all night we got to say 2-0. We trying to go 2-0. That's to let them know we ain't got time for that shit. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got time for that, man. Because I know y'all with it. I know y'all do it.
What is everyone saying? Have you gotten any, like, what is your favorite feedback so far about the event?
My favorite feedback.
Do you have a favorite and a least favorite feedback?
Ooh, 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 ooh. Bro.
Anytime a guest does that, I know something.
And it's about energy. I don't know. I think it's just because it's like energy means so much to me, as you know, bro. It means so much, bro. After the event, right? The first one. After the event, I went to sleep that night. I'm done. Wake up in the morning. I still feel it on me. Right? And we're about to go talk about a little science. You know what I'm saying? I still feel it on me. The next day, I still feel it on me. You know what I'm saying? I'm calling people like, dang, like, bro, I still feel that energy, bro. That thing. I'm like, word? Like, golly. So then the next one is the same thing. But I'm hearing this from like 30 different people, 40, 50, everybody saying, I still feel it. And I try to understand energy and see it so much. I told certain people before the next one, I said, now watch this, bro. After this event, I said, because I'd be nervous if my event's going to be successful the whole time. I'd just be marketing and promoting. I'd be nervous. I'll know the day of. And the day, and there won't be nobody around. It'd be me in the car riding, listening to music, and it's a certain energy I feel, bro. And I blast my music, I just be bumping it, smoking my, I just be turnt, like, and I just be knowing, like, I feel the energy that's about to be there. And that same energy I have, it'll ride, like, the whole week, bro. You know what I'm saying? I be riding the whole week. But pause, what we do know, you've been in school before, you know, the energy never fades or pass away.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It don't go nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Energy, yeah. Like, even if you die, your energy goes somewhere.
Come on, come on, come on, yeah. Come on, come on. So with that being said, science. Like, come on, come on. And that's more science right there, bro. You know what I'm saying? I told you I study more science. That's more science. Like, and you even got to understand the high science to know that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's stuff they've been telling us. So energy don't never fade or pass away. So we focus on good energy, positive energy. Mm-hmm. Like, Where is it going to go? It's just going to keep on going. You know what I'm saying?
You just got to collect it.
You got to just keep collecting it, just like Goku do. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Just
everything
the same
comes
way.
Back to Dragon Ball Z.
Just like Goku. That's the big homie, man. I like him. Fun fact. Boom. Went to Hawaii, bro. Went to Hawaii. I was on this mountain. I was like, dang, this is hard. The mountain was called Kamehameha Mountain, yeah. I think. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, dang, what is this called? Why is it called that? Come to find out, King Kamehameha, that's the mountain he fought. And he shot the Kamehameha cannon off. He shot cannons off the mountain into the water when he was doing battle. Mm-hmm. So that's where they got the Kamehameha from. From Hawaii. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
Huh. And then they Japanese. So he's like, why Japanese over there? I did the history of that. But that's when the Japanese came over there. Whatever. That's cool. Yeah. it's pretty cool. I like history a little bit too, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but for sure, though, the energy, that's the response. It's the energy afterwards because it just rides for so long. Mm-hmm. And it's like.
Does everyone in your team then have to match your energy? Like when you, like, just like, so I know, like, Rack Slabbeth did some of the food over there.
Oh, he dope.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, how do you select them based off energy as well?
Saying it's cool people is saying they got good energy.
Yeah.
So like I select them naturally off their energy, but not even focusing on their energy because it comes to me naturally. So it's like, oh yeah, mm-hmm. He cool. I went to support Rack Slabbeth. I went to Medbin support him, and he brought like he just felt like we was at home. I told my little sister to pull up, my sister to pull up, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Bought everybody food, and he just like, yeah. I'm like, let's take a picture, bro. You cool, bro? Like I like your energy off the rip. I don't know what you got going on the outside of your life. I don't give a dang what you got going on, but for today, today, baby, you gave me some energy. We locked in for life. Matter of fact, you coming to my next event? Bring that same energy. Bring it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you got it. You know what I'm saying? So they do have to have some type of energy. It might have to match mine, but it has to go with that thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It has to go with that thing. And like Tevin, like they make it easy on me. I give them the mic. I don't know a Tevin. I mean, I don't know Tevin, but I know
Do you mean Dap?
so yeah, like Dap. I let them to Dap, TD Kenneth, Free Don't Major, AJ in Greensboro. I let them get on the mic, and I don't even got to worry about it. They can just rock on the mic, and I can just walk off. And I don't even know what happened, but I know they holding it down because that's what they do. You know what I'm saying? I let my mama sit in the front concessions. She just not manage stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't even got to worry about it. That's what she do. You know what I'm saying? The people that I get to do, I always try to get like 20 to 30 vendors to come. I just tell them to pull up. You know what I'm saying? So you can get your rocks off and make some money. They're like, okay, for sure. And that's hard. I think that's hard because it's like I ain't saying I'm bigger than y'all or smaller than y'all. I need y'all because y'all making this whole room look good. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, get your coins. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when they come, they bring a whole energy because they got a brand that they done posted a logo about. So now they forced into it. So now they got to bring that energy just like me because they love their brand. And it's like a whole hub of just like, it just feels like just energy, bro. You know what I'm saying? I love it, bro. I love it. I think it's one of the dopest things I ever did. I don't know what's to come from it. But I do know what I shoot for. And before I was just doing certain things to be creative. But now for me, I like to just do something just, my goal is just for that day, to be honest, bro. Mm-hmm. And it might sound like, oh, that's selfish. But nah, I've been in NA and people with big problems. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the way they solve it is just for the day. And if we can do it just for that day, we solved it that day.
What's the rebound then? So like, let's say this is advice for anyone who's like starting a business that's there. They put the logo on it. They got to get it done.
Yeah.
What's the rebound for energy, for life? Like, let's say if they have, they're like killing it. They're 5 and then now they're 1.
Okay.
What's the rebound off that 1 to get back to 6 and 1?
To get back to it?
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to go know back to know self. You know what I'm saying? To know that you was the creator of all this. You know what I'm saying?
What is know back to, what does that mean?
Like knowing self. You got to go back to knowing self. You know what I'm saying? You'll get so far ahead of yourself that you ride in energies and you want to ride in the energy that started all this. Mm-hmm. That's when you get them artists that's like, dang, I ain't got it. I can't lay it down no more, man. Mm-hmm. I can't feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you got to know yourself and know, like,
Yeah.
No, you got, I don't know what to say, but be honest, bro. Anything in life is about knowing self. The first thing you got to do is know self. My Moorish Holy Quran, my doctrines that I study, Moorish Holy Quran, the first thing it says is know thyself, then our Father God Allah. You know what I'm saying? And then after studying yourself, guess what the Holy Prophet Nur Muhammad Ali said? After knowing yourself, studying yourself, this next thing to do, study yourself some more. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the only thing. Like, once you know self, you good, bro.
That speaks to me because within the last couple weeks, like, I just started a new job, bullshit. And then when you're trying to, like, keep a podcast, you're trying to keep something that you want to work on going, you lose yourself because you're trying to keep up with the social media. You're trying to do video. You're trying to do, and we got a dead camera over there. We're trying to keep up with all this stuff. And it's funny. You end up losing yourself. So I think the reframe for me, that's why I thank you for being on the pod, taking time out of your day. It's like I needed to get back to my roots. Don't worry about the flash. Let's just get back to the whole point of this damn thing that I started, which was talking to people who are cool, doing cool things.
Yeah, for sure. And like, even like, side note, just for you doing this, bro, like, you dope, bro. Like, I don't, like, everybody I run into that do stuff, bro, I don't care how big or little it is. Mm-hmm. I thought about doing this and didn't do it. Mm-hmm. So you dope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I thought, like, every time I see something, I promise you, I think about, like, should I do that? You know, every time, I do not, like, overlook it, bro. Mm-hmm. I never overlook it. So, like, when I see you do this and, like, you're doing it, I'm like, dang, got the little table. Like, dang, like, he really doing it for real. Like, that's hard. The consistency is the key, and you know that. Yep. You know what I'm saying? I know you're not foolish. Consistency is the key. Just keep going, bro. And, like, sometimes you don't even know what's going to come from. And it sucks because being a creator, it don't even come back with a financial gain sometimes, bro. And that's what people don't know. You don't even come back with a financial gain, bro.
You shouldn't even be after financial gain.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's when you're creating.
Yeah, you might as well. I mean, the fun part is creating.
That's all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's the fun through it. And when seeing
money
that,
comes secondary.
For real,
it usually follows.
I didn't know that because my dad. That's what I'm saying. I had to go through different stages of life. But before I go on that, it's different. Time is measured in cycle ages, bro. You know what I'm saying? We get caught up in this thing called time and, like, this calendar, because it's a straight line thing. Like, May 29th, May 30th, it's a whole different day. Like, it won't come back. But we got to know that original time is measured in cycle ages. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So with that being said, what goes, it's going to come back around. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Astrology, they measure time with astrology. The sun, moons, and stars, that's what they watch, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Guess what? It's going to repeat itself, bro. And they knew next year where it's going to be lined out again. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So with that being said, everything in this whole world, they know what they're naturally supposed to do, because the ducks, they fly south for the winter. When it's time to hibernate, everybody do what they're supposed to do. From the trees, the everything falls off when it's time, it turns back green. They do everything naturally but us. So know yourself so you can know your natural position and rock, bro.
So then putting that back into the time you get a one on your record, just know that's a cycle.
It's just a cycle. And it's going to come back around. So, but what happens is, like, and I always
you
use
can
this.
Foresee the one.
Yeah, yeah. And then what happens when you do it one time, if it's my first time doing corn on the field, you know what I'm saying? I got cornfield. The first season, I did everything I thought I was supposed to do. Now it's time to reap my harvest. It didn't turn out right. Mm-hmm. Does that mean I'm done doing corn? No, because what happens? It's cycle ages, man. Mm-hmm. We got another season. Critique what you did wrong last time and rock out.
Yeah.
We got a whole nother season, bro. Like, it's cool. Like, and I bet you every farmer, if they quit that first season, they would not have what they have now, bro. And it's crazy because off season, you won't even have corn in there, but they still got the lines. They still got the lines because they still got to do work off season. Yep. And when it's time, they're going to see if they did it right. If not, they're going to listen to other OGs. They're going to do research. You know what I'm saying? Figure it out. They ain't going to quit on it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's measuring cycle ages. You know what I'm saying? That corn is natural. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's coming around, bro. And then you can get deeper and know your astrology. Know your calendar. Know exactly when energies are going to come to you more.
Yep.
You're going to know when you're going to be depressed, when you're going to be sad, when you might need to be around some love. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you can take control of yourself, bro. You know what I'm saying?
When are you going to start the Mall Almanac, man? That's what I need to know.
Man, everything I'm speaking from is already put down, bro, to be real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everything I'm speaking on is put down. So, like, what I'm doing is just, I know one thing. I know how to speak in many different kindred tongues.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Not languages, but kindred tongues. Mm-hmm. So I know how to talk to my people. I know how to talk to the people in prison. Mm-hmm. I know how to talk to people like you. Mm-hmm. I know how to talk to everybody, you know what I'm saying, in their kindred tongues. So I know, with that being said, the stuff that I do know
is here to bring to the people. I'm a server of man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm being so serious, bro. I'm a server of man. I'm just now starting to know my position in life, and there's more stuff that I know I got to get to. I know it's, and I'm not even there yet. So right now I'm just really rocking, bro. And certain things just been coming to me, bro, because mm-hmm. I've been trying to like let stuff just take control, bro. And it's been kind of beautiful, bro. You know Absolutely. What I'm saying? And but it's been rough too. I've been in prison, bro. Like, man, people in this, man, we from bro. I'm gonna keep it real. People in Bronx look at me like I ain't shit, bro. I swear to God, really? Bro. I swear, bro. And I haven't changed. I'm still the same person.
Yeah.
I'm still the same person. You know what I'm saying? I be transparent. I got locked up for weed, bro. Ain't number weed. You go to man, number weed, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then it put a brand on me. Like certain businesses that I worked for 5 years looked at me weird now. Why? Wow. I'm still the same man. Yeah. Now I'm doing Rumble in the Bus. Because on the news, that they be painting this picture that I'm a bad dude. Now I'm doing this. They put me on the news for something good. It's still the same mall.
Yeah.
It's still the same mall. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a mastermind.
They're
just it's
being
cool.
They're being very selective.
Yeah, I'm a mastermind. It's cool because I know the people. I know mm-hmm. how y'all move. I know all different sorts of people. I know how mm-hmm. you move. So I just use it to my advantage. I know y'all want me in the news now. Thank you for the free publicity. I take it. The old one, I take that too. I take all of it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't put my feet on nobody for it because I know how they are. Because they want to see it to believe it. If I see that you're doing wrong, then you're wrong. I don't know what's inside. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to rock on this plane like with my when I start a business. It's the mm-hmm. same thing. They're not going to believe it until they mm-hmm. see it. So I'm showing them bad. They're going to think it's bad. They don't know my real spirit. They don't know that I'm the good spirit. They don't know that part.
Yeah.
They just see the bad. You know what I'm saying? But once they see good, then they go, oh. But some people work that way. It's fine.
Yeah. What keeps you then? Like, because what you described to me is usually a characteristic of like small town thinking.
Yeah.
What keeps you here?
What keeps me here?
Like, why Burlington?
I'm everywhere, though. That's the thing.
Well, I mean, yeah, so, but when you have Rumble in the Buck.
Right? All right, because I show love to them because they're my dogs. You know what I'm saying? All right, boom. So, Burlington, I'm from Saxboro Hall, North Carolina, all day, every day. Saxboro Hall, Dirty Sax. But don't nobody know Saxboro Hall, so you say Burlington. You know what I'm saying? And don't nobody knows Saxboro Hall, so you say Burlington. You know what I'm saying? You can say Medmen sometimes because Tanger. You know what I'm saying? But Tanger wasn't always there. Mm-hmm. So, like, Saxboro Hall, but I say from Burlington. So, from the Buck, what happened when I moved from Saxboro, everybody's my family out there. It's cool. It's just mm-hmm. easy. Life is sweet. I'm not worried about too much. I don't see mm-hmm. nobody fighting. I don't see nobody beating up. I don't see gangs. I don't see no guns. I don't see certain things. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It's a bunch of yogis out
there. Yeah, I'm just chilling, man. Man, we ride horses. My uncle got horses, cows. We chilling, bro.
Yeah.
I'm eating berries outside and shit. I'm chilling. I couldn't Burlington. Oh, it's different. These kids are bad. They laid in ditches shooting cars at BB guns. Lord. You know what I'm saying? It just opened me up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay. This okay, like I can't tell my mama about the stuff they're doing, but this is cool, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they kind of how can I say it? They kind of broke me in a little bit, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So I always pay homage to Burlington because y'all roughed me up just a little bit. Won't nobody out here beat me up a lot, but y'all exposed me to a lot of stuff, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And Burlington helped me a lot with a lot of finances. They always believed in me. When I started pushing my creative stuff and pushing certain things, they supported me. Some people didn't, but a lot of people supported me, bro. Yeah. I had a clothing line. Me and Greg had a clothing line called Bucktown Money Movement way back in the day.
I think I heard of that one.
Yeah, we was doing Bucktown Money Movement, and then we was doing basketball tournaments then. Basketball tournaments, going to the communities, giving out Christmas gifts, different stuff like that, fashion shows. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you got – and I got a soft spot for the Buck because straight up, they think we lame.
Who?
Other cities.
Well, they're stupid.
I'm being serious. Other urban cities, they look at us like we're slow. We're not fast. We don't catch on to things. And that might be so. Because I've been to other cities. And certain when it comes to style, certain things, we might mm-hmm. be slower. But it's not about that. Because I know what's this right here. And we got some go-getters. There's some fighters, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Whenever I hear people talk shit about Burlington, people need to realize this. With Apple moving into Raleigh and all the shit that's moving into Greensboro, Winston-Salem, Charlotte, everyone lives here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's so much freaking money here.
Yeah.
There's so many people, freaking awesome people here.
Mm-hmm.
This is where everyone's going to be.
Boom. Fun fact. I don't know exactly how it goes. Right there by the mall where all the restaurants and stuff is, the cookout and all that, I think that it said Burlington has like when the – like the most restaurants, like fast food places, on ones like on a spot, like it's like top 10 in the United States, bro. Mm-hmm. But it's cost like it's small, but it has a lot in that area. You know what I'm saying? So like Burlington, I mean, we kind of straight.
What was it? There was one the Burlington mayor posted. Now I completely forget it, but like Burlington was ranked in the top 10 in the country as far as population to small business.
Come on, that's big, bro.
Yeah, in the country.
That's big in Little Burlington. Mm-hmm. That's big in Little Burlington.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like with us, what I do, I keep that name the Buck. Once I did it first, and people was like, we need to do a Wumble in the Tray. We need to do a Rumble in the Burr. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. But what I'll do, I'll come to your city. Like, my idea is come to your city, do a Rumble in the Buck. I got to keep that Buck name on there. You know what I'm saying? Because I rumbled in the Buck. You know what I'm saying? But it's always Rumble in the Buck / the Burr / the Tray. Because I know y'all get it in up there too. And all them places I've been up there. I was in prison for almost a 2 year, like 20 months in Winston. In Greensboro, I used to go to school up there in UNCG. But I've been in Greensboro all my life for a long time. You know what I'm saying? So I know how they get in all these different places. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, the Buck, I got to push it everywhere I go, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Well, man, this has been an awesome conversation.
It's been dope, and it flows so smooth, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I want to thank you so much for being on.
No, for sure, for this sure. Has I appreciate
been,
it.
This, again, took time out of your day. We're here in the Converge Coffee Bar. This has been fun. But yeah, man, if you could you plug all the things that you're on?
Let me see. I got Vincent Bay Water Sports on Instagram. That's at VBEY Water Sports.
Yeah.
I got Motif Kennels. That's my dog kennels, the biggest dogs in the world. And when I say that, I'm not lying. These Malakleys are some of the biggest dogs ever. Motif Kennels, you can follow that at MUFTI_kennels. I have Vincent Bay Properties. You can follow if you want. So I don't do too much on that, man. You know what I'm saying? But I got Vincent Bay Properties as well. But definitely follow Rumble in the Buck at Rumble in the Buck. As soon as you type it in, it'll pop up. Go to Rumble in the Buck on YouTube and subscribe as well. I drop a documentary for every event. I drop every fight. So if you missed a fight, you can definitely watch every fight on there. And it's action packed fights. You know what I'm saying? So I keep that at. So definitely follow Rumble in the Buck YouTube. Subscribe. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Sweet. And what about yours? Your personal?
My personal Instagram is MaudoGack at MALDO_GAC.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, man, again, this has been a pleasure speaking with. We're gonna get you back on when I'm actually in a real studio,
bro. Listen, bro. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't even get to talk about everything because it was flowing. So now it's like you feel. I feel like a homie that I can vent to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so now it's like it's so much like. So much I got to talk because there's certain stuff I didn't get to talk to you.
That's
about,
why
you
know we got to do a part two, part three. All
I'm with time. It. I'm with it all day, every day. All day, every
we're
day.
We're now 1-0 on the Cooler Conversations.
Oh, we 1-0. And we going to keep that same energy. Exactly. We're going to ride that energy, bro. 1-0, man. Cooler Conversations.
Absolutely.
Cooler Conversations. Got the smoothie of a lifetime, man. Great berry smoothie at the Converge Coffee and Cafe.
Yep, that's it.
Coffee and Cafe. Something like that. I'm almost there, but I enjoyed it, bro. I appreciate you more than you know, bro.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, peace.
Guys, if you enjoyed this podcast, and everything that he just said, it's going to be in the description, so don't worry about it if you're looking for clicks. Guys, if you enjoyed this podcast, please share with a friend, subscribe and rate this podcast on Apple, follow us on Spotify. You can follow me on Cooler Conversations, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, if we'd make one yet, even LinkedIn. Guys, this podcast is the culmination of cool stories and the coolest people. This is Cooler Conversations. Later.